This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader here in the girls semifinals of the ECNC Conference Tournament. In the game completed a few minutes ago, if you weren't tuned in here to Sunny, the Fall City Lady Tigers came out on the short end of a 47-41 contest against the Malcolm Clippers. That means the Lady Tigers will now play in the third place consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in Weeping Water. We'll have coverage of that one. Up next, the second half of our doubleheader, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. The Lady Bulldogs at 9-8 on the season. Elmwood Murdoch, they're having a good year here. They are 16-2 playing tonight here on their home court. Let's move right to the starting lineups for the ball game. First of all, for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, they're coached by head coach Paul Dwyer. As we said, they are 16-2. Selah Rickley in the starting lineup. She's a 5'7 senior. Bailey Fromm, 5'10 and a senior. Lexi Bacon is a senior at 5'9. Ella Zarat, a junior at 5'6. And Brenna Smith is a 6 foot. Now, this is what it says, 6'5 senior, Brenna Smith. And as I look out on the floor, she is indeed 6'5, a big girl out there, this young lady at 6'5 for the Knights. Starting lineup for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, coached by head coach Grant Cole. As we said, they are 9-8 on the season. They'll go with Melanie Billings in the lineup. Billings is a 5'5 senior. Olivia Swanson, a junior at 5'7. Sydney Binder. Binder is a 5'4 sophomore. Also in the lineup tonight, Zoe Baltensparker starting. She is a 5'8" sophomore. And Jaylee Darnell completes the starting five for the Lady Bulldogs. She is a senior at 5'8". As we said, Auburn 9-8 and Elmwood Murdoch at 16-2. We're going to take a break here in a minute. Before we do, though, we want to talk about upcoming coverage. Tomorrow, we will be at Weeping Water. We know right now we're doing the boys' third-place game at 2 o'clock with Johnson County Central and Malcolm. We're doing the boys' championship, Auburn and Freeman, at 8 o'clock. And we're doing the girls' third-place, Fall City, versus the loser of this Elmwood Murdoch-Auburn game coming up. So we'll have three games for sure, possibly four tomorrow from Weeping Water. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout and be back with a tip-off in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Neil from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport in Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Here's the opening tip, and it'll be controlled by the Knights. They tip it into backcourt to Bailey Fromm. Fromm to the left elbow. Comes over to Lexi Bacon with the pass across court to the right side. Ella Zerat. Zerat handles the ball. Again, back to Bailey Fromm. Into the corner on the baseline right side. Open look for three. Didn't want to take it. Sula Rickley didn't want to shoot the ball from that side. Now underneath, the driving layup off the glass doesn't go. A battle for the loose basketball. Coming up with it on the near side is Bailey Fromm. Fromm was trying to lob it into the big girl, Brenna Smith, who's 6'5 in there. Believe it or not, the pass was too tall and it went out of bounds. Full court pressure now by Elmwood Murdoch as the Lady Bulldogs inbound the basketball. Melody Billings on the dribble to the near side, pass to Baltensperger. Baltensperger back to Billings. They're going to have to hurry. She got it across the timeline just before the 10-second count. Mel Billings with the basketball left wing. Bounce pass, top of the key, comes to Baltensperger to the right elbow. Down into Binder. Binder across court pass, ball tipped away. Stolen by Bailey Fromm. Fromm with a long down court pass to Lexi Bacon for the Knights. Bacon, lob pass into the big girl Smith. Turnaround shot, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, try for follow shot. Whistle and a foul called on the Bulldogs. Let's see who they tag this one on. The foul is going to be on Auburn's Zoe Baltensperger, her first personal at the free throw line. Brenna Smith, 6'5" and a senior, shooting two shots. The first one is up and off the back of the iron. Won't go for her. She'll get another attempt here. We've played a little over a minute. 6:56 to go. First quarter, no score. Second shot is up and good for Brenna Smith. So Smith hits one out of two. It's 1-0. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. Full court pressure by the Lady Knights. Pass goes across court. They get it over to Jaylee Darnell. Down into forecourt baseline left side. Sydney Binder on the dribble. Binder to the top of the key. Pass to Baltensperger around the horn to the right elbow. Comes over to the near side. Olivia Swanson with the basketball. Swanson gives it back to Billings. Billings almost has the ball knocked away from her. Now Billings up to Darnell between the rings. Darnell to the left elbow. Swanson in double-team traffic, baseline left side, couldn't get to the basket. To Sydney Binder. Binder driving a layup, floater up short off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Brenna Smith at 6'5". Towering up there, comes down with a rebound. Knights into forecourt, right side, Lexi Bacon with the ball. Across court pass, Zerat. Shot is up for three, and good, put in by Sela Rickley. Rickley hits a three, and it's 3-0. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. Auburn against full court pressure. Melody Billings on the dribble. She gets it across the timeline. Works to the right elbow with the ball. Now reverses left-handed dribble. Picks up the dribble to Darnell at the top of the circle. Off it goes to Binder on the left wing. Sydney Binder. She's double-teamed down in the corner. Left side of the basket. Gives it to Darnell. Darnell works against the big girl, Smith. Can't put a shot over her. To the right side, there's a shot off the glass. Up and good. Rolled around. Would not go down for Zoe Baltensperger. Down court pass in a hurry. With the pass, they come to Zerat. Zerat goes to the left side. It's tipped away. Knocked out of bounds on the baseline by Olivia Swanson. Swanson tipped it away. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights. 5:27 to play first period. 3-0 your score. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead on the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Inbound pass to Lexi Bacon. Bacon can't go anywhere against Darnell. Now goes in with a floater off the glass. Got her own rebound. Flips it out to the left wing to Fromm. Inside to the big girl. And that's Brenna Smith. Smith lays it off the glass, got it down. She's got 3 points, and it's 5-0. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Into forecourt, the pass to Olivia Swanson. Swanson all the way to the corner left side. Long three up by Billings, doesn't go. Coming down with the rebound is Baltensperger. Baltensperger clears it back up top to Sydney Binder. She'll reset the offense. Man-to-man defense here by Elmwood Murdoch. Handling the ball now for Auburn is Baltensperger. To Darnell at the free throw line. Darnell thought about the shot, but she's covered by 6'5", Brenna Smith. There's a shot from the right side that's put up. Won't go down by Baltensperger. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Fromm. Fromm across to the right wing. Cassidy Kellaway with the ball. Underneath, there's Smith, 6'5". She brought the ball down, and Billings came in there and swatted it away from her. Harmony Frank checking into the lineup now. Frank checks in. She's a 5'10 senior for the Lady Bulldogs. Inbounding the pass is Bailey Fromm. Fromm lobs it into Smith in the paint. Smith flips it over to Lexi Bacon. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the rim, and the rebound brought down by Harmony Frank. Frank, a 5'10 senior, battling for that rebound, pulls it down for the Lady Bulldogs. Outlet pass to Billings. Billings into forecourt, goes to Baltensberger with the basketball. Now down to Binder in the corner right side. Left side baseline is Harmony Frank. She can't get to the basket. Back up to Darnell with the ball. Near side is Sydney Binder. They won't let Binder get open for that three-point look. They're covering her up pretty quickly. Binder's in the corner on the left side. Has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen by Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a steal. Ball comes down court. Losing the ball out of bounds was Laney Fromm, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be on Zoe Baltensberger. On Zoe, that is her second personal, team foul number two on the Lady Bulldogs. The big girl, Brenna Smith, has left the ball game now at 6'5". And to replace her here, I think, is Lexi Bacon. Bacon's got the ball. Frank covers her. Shot is up. Bacon off the rim. Frank partially blocked it. Bacon with her own rebound. It goes out of bounds. Lexi Bacon down there battling. I think it went off of J. Lee Darnell. So it'll be the Knights basketball. Now Ella Zerat into the lineup, replacing Bailey Fromm for the Knights. 3:35 to play first quarter, 5-0. Harmony Frank tried to go for a steal, and a whistle and a foul was going to be called on Harmony Frank. On Harmony, her first personal, team foul number three on the Lady Bulldogs. 3:33 to play first quarter, 5-0 your score. Elwin Murdoch on top. The inbound pass to Lexi Bacon. Bacon up to Fromm at the top of the key. Laney Fromm. There's a long three that's off no good. Melanie Billings with the rebound. Billings will push the ball down court herself. Brings it between the rings to the top of the circle with a pass to the left side to Sydney Binder. Binder finds Harmony Frank in the corner. Frank dribbles all the way up to the top of the circle. Now Frank hands the basketball off at the top of the key. Gives it to Kirkpatrick, who's in the lineup. Jameson Kirkpatrick in there for the Bulldogs. Here's a long three by Binder. Wide of the mark to the left. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Lexi Bacon handles the ball to the right elbow. Laney Fromm with the basketball now. Laney, a 5'9 sophomore. They pass it around the outside perimeter. Tatum Backemeyer with the ball. In traffic, floater off the rim, doesn't go. That shot put up by Lexi Bacon. Here's a long three, up and good by Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer hits a three, timeout taken Auburn, 8-0. Elwin Murdoch on top, 2:34 to play first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Now we're seated next to Bob Knife here tonight. He's helping us out with the scorebook to our right. Always good to have a second set of eyes on the floor. 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-0. Elwin Murdoch leading your Lady Bulldogs. And here comes Auburn with the basketball. Melanie Billings on the dribble. Gives it to Darnell. Around it goes to Binder left side. Sydney Binder tries to get away from the double team trap. Dribbles away from it. Goes to Harmony Frank with the pass. Frank down into the corner on the right side. Jameson Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick can't get to the basket. Has to toss it back up top to Darnell. Now Billings comes out to help Darnell out when she's trapped. Underneath the Frank. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Billings found Harmony Frank under the basket all alone, and she just couldn't finish. Here's a shot at the other end. Frank comes up with the rebound, flips it out to Binder, and Sydney Binder will push it up the court. The 5'4 sophomore point guard tries to get some offense going here for Auburn. They trail 8-0, a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Darnell's got an open look at the free throw line. Nobody comes out on her. She doesn't want to take it, though. Now Darnell will shoot that shot from a lineup and good. Wondered why she was passing that one up. J. Lee Darnell with the first 2 points of the game for the Bulldogs with a minute and a half to go. Now here's the shot up on the baseline that won't go down for Brenna Smith. And the rebound to Melanie Billings. Billings wants to push it down court in a hurry this time. Goes all the way into Smith. Got trapped down there. flips it up to Darnell on the left wing. Again, it goes back to Billings. She reverses, dribbles into traffic on the baseline. Stepped on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Into the game now comes Addie Maddox. Maddox checking in, a 5'6 sophomore for the Bulldogs. She'll replace Melody Billings. Mel Billings sets out. 1:09 to go, first quarter, 8-2. It's a 6-point Elmwood Murdoch lead. Fast break, down court in a hurry to Zerat. Zerat, top of the circle, gives the ball up to Bailey Fromm. Fromm to the top of the key, a cross-court pass, Lexi Bacon. Here's a three from the right side that's off, no good. There with the rebound for Auburn is Addie Maddox. Maddox with the down court dribble, brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Sydney Binder. Binder left wing with it to Kirkpatrick. Jamison Kirkpatrick goes to Harmony Frank at the free throw line. Darnell stands at the free throw line, had another open look. Back pass into Darnell, tipped away, stolen. Coming up with a steal is Backemeyer. Backemeyer out, left pass, Bailey Fromm. Fromm with the basketball to the left elbow. Tatum Backemeyer again handles it. Now with the dribble is Ella Zerat. Zerat, left elbow. Lexi Bacon with the ball. Free throw line, jump shot. Banked off the glass, doesn't go, and the rebound to Harmony Frank. Frank gives the outlet pass out to Sydney Binder with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Binder to the right side. She wants to get open for the three. Binder to the left elbow. There's a long three off the rim, doesn't go. Waiting for a try for a putback. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, 8-2, Elmwood Murdoch on top. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, if you're keeping score at home, it's 8-2 here. Elmwood Murdoch. I stand corrected on Sheila Rickley's bucket back there early in the first quarter. I called it a three. It was, in fact, a two. She had her toe on the line. So it's 8-2 now as we move into the second period. Melody Billings with the basketball. Pass comes to the right side to Jamison Kirkpatrick. She gives it up to Sydney Binder. Binder being chased by two defenders. They're not letting Sydney get open for a look at that three. They have scouted him well here. They're covering her up. Binder inside the paint. No place to go. And traveling is going to be the call. She was looking for the shot when she turned around. 6 foot, 5 inch Brenna Smith was staring down at her. No place to go with the ball. Binder travels, turns it over. Here comes Elmwood Murdoch. Laney Fromm, the sophomore Fromm, with the basketball. Up top with it to Smith. Smith at the free throw line. Goes into Bailey Fromm. Bailey has the ball stripped away from her and stolen by Addie Maddox. And Maddox goes to the floor. And a whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be called on Brenna Smith. Smith and Maddox were tied up there. Well, no, it's going to go the other way. The foul is going to go on Addie Maddox, on Addie, her first personal, team foul number four. Four team fouls on the Bulldogs, none thus far on Elmwood Murdoch. Ball is stripped away and stolen. Getting the steal for the Bulldogs is Jamison Kirkpatrick. She takes it all the way in, goes up with a shot that got blocked away by Smith. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Vogler, who's in the lineup. Vogler passed to Bailey Fromm. To the near side, Laney Fromm with the ball. Laney Fromm clears it across to the left side to Jordan Vogler. Top of the key holding the ball is Lexi Bacon. Here's a three from the right elbow off the glass. Doesn't go. The rebound to Melanie Billings. 6:44 to go in the first half, second quarter. 8-2, a low-scoring ball game so far. Bulldogs have managed only 2 points in this whole first half. With the ball, Working to the left side of the lane is Maddox. Long shot, Melanie Billings for three from the corner. It's off, no good. Just long off the rim. Lainey Fromm with the rebound. She'll bring it coast to coast into the paint. Left side, Schmidt. Schmidt with a jump shot up and good. Brenna Schmidt has 5 points. Makes it 10-2 now, an 8-point lead for the Knights with 6:07 to go in the first half. Sydney Binder with the dribble. Binder, a 5'4 sophomore point guard, tries to go around the big girl. Now flips it back to the top of the key to Darnell. Darnell goes to Melanie Billings with her pass. Billings to the left side. In traffic, moving toward the basket. A nice aggressive move by Addie Maddox. And Addie is going to be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots here. Foul is going to be called on Jordan Vogler. Boy, I like sitting right next to the scores table. When the referee comes over to show the official score who the foul's on, he's right in front of my table also, and that's just pretty sweet, being able to see who got the foul. Addie Maddox, first free throw is up and off. No good. The sophomore will have a second shot coming here. Wholesale substitutions again for the Knights. Three or four new players in there. We'll pick them up for you. Addie Maddox ready for her second free throw attempt. It's up and good. She hit one out of two. Makes the score 10-3. Bulldogs still hanging in there within seven. 5:51 to go in the first half. Inbound pass. Tossed into Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer into forecourt to Lainey Fromm. Back up to Backemeyer. A cross-court pass to the far side. Cela Rickley. Lob pass in traffic. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Putback is up and off by Lexi Bacon. Bacon got her own rebound. Tried the second time to put it back. And this time she's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on Jaylee Darnell. On Darnell, her first personal. At the free throw line is Lexi Bacon, where she'll be shooting two shots for the Knights. Bacon takes aim for the first of two free throws. It's up and good. That's Lexi's first point of the night. Makes our score 11-3, an 8-point lead for the Knights. 5:37 to go here in the first half. Lexi Bacon, second free throw up and good also. Hit them both. And it's a 12-3 lead now. Up by nine are the Knights. Bulldogs just not able to get any offense going thus far here in the first half. Melanie Billings on the right elbow. Man-to-man defense by the Knights, and the Bulldogs just haven't found a way to crack it. Here's Sydney Binder trying to go between two defenders. They trap her down in the corner. She got away and brings it up top. Oh, nice feed to Darnell. Shot is up and good. They found Jaylee Darnell on the baseline. She got the lay-in. Darnell with 4 points now. Here's a steal the other direction. Darnell with a basketball. She'll decide to hold things up. Darnell gives it up to Melanie Billings. Billings, right wing. Lob pass underneath. Harmony Frank shot off the glass up and good, and she is fouled. Harmony Frank got the basket and drew the foul. The basket counts. The foul is going to be called on Cela Rickley, her first. And just like that, the Lady Bulldogs are back within five at 12-7 with Harmony Frank at the line. Timeout on the floor. 4:54 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Auburn found a little spurt of offense there all at once. Jaylee Darnell with a basket, then Harmony Frank with a basket. And now it's 12-7, 4:54 to play first half. Harmony Frank at the free throw line to try and pull the ladies back within four of the Knights. Free throw is on the way. It's up, and it's good. She got it. So she completes the three-point play for Harmony Frank, and it's a four-point ball game suddenly, 12-8. Into forecourt comes Bailey Fromm. She charges down here quickly with the ball for the Lady Knights. Bailey Fromm with the basketball on the left wing to the left side of the free throw line. Inside the free throw circle to Backemeyer. Backemeyer stands at the top of the key. She'll put up a long three that hits the back of the iron and doesn't go. Rebound to Lexi Bacon. Bacon flips it to the left corner. Down deep, baseline left side, Zerat in the paint, driving floater up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Bailey Fromm got the basket and drew the foul. The foul on Melody Billings. On Billings, her first personal team foul, number 6 on the Lady Bulldogs. Bailey Fromm at the line to shoot 1. Free throw is up, no good. Off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Billings. Mel Billings with the basketball across the timeline. Slowly looks at the defensive set here. Gives the ball to Binder on the right wing. A skip pass across court over to Olivia Swanson. Swanson gives the ball into Billings. Pass underneath Harmony Frank. Shot is up and good. Billings with a nice job there. Gets the assist, getting the ball to Harmony Frank. Frank with a steal on the inbound pass. Swanson tries to go up with a shot. Swanson with a second attempt from the corner. Got it! Olivia Swanson hits the three from the baseline left side. It's a one-point basketball game. 14-13. Lady Bulldogs have come battling back in this one. 3:39 to go in the first half. Brenda Smith holds the ball in forecourt. Smith goes to the left wing to Bailey Fromm. Fromm in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot that won't fall. Flips it underneath. Smith with a follow shot. Up and good. Not a lot you can do about Brenda Smith at 6'5" under there. She got it. That puts the Knights back up by 3, 16-13. The Lady Bulldogs had pulled it within 1 there momentarily. Olivia Swanson with the basketball. Skip pass across court. Comes to Billings. They try to go to Swanson with a pass and a whistle and a foul on Olivia Swanson. That pass they were throwing to Olivia. When she stepped forward to try and catch it, she makes contact and gets called for the personal. Binder will come out and take a break now. Sydney Binder comes to the bench. We'll see who checked in to replace her. Let's see. Frank is in there. Zoe Baltensperger, that's who's back into the lineup. We're at the line here shooting 1-1 for Elmwood Murdoch. That was a 17 foul. Front end of the 1-1. Shot is up and off. No good. And the rebound to Melody Billings. Billings dribbles the ball up court. Lady Bulldogs down by 3, 16-13. 2:57 to go first half. Olivia Swanson for 3. No. Hit the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Brenna Smith. Long down court pass. Zerat. To Lexi Bacon, right elbow. Bacon holds the ball around the horn left side. Tatum Backemeyer with the basketball. Again, it goes to Bacon. Bacon looks inside for Backemeyer. She can't get in through the defense. Has to flip it back up top between the circles to the left side now. Handling it is Ella Zerat. Zerat to the left wing. Lainey Fromm for 3. No. Rebound, Smith. Oh, great job down there. Taking the ball away from Smith. Was Zoe Baltensperger. Smith brought the ball down. Baltensperger just grabbed it out of her hands. Hands it off to Mel Billings. Melody Billings into forecourt. Olivia Swanson left wing. Into the corner right side. Harmony Frank in traffic. Darnell. Darnell has it knocked away. Back up top. It comes to Frank. Swanson was open in the corner. Billings tries to go in for a driving layup. Smith blocks a shot and then takes the ball away. Inside of 2 minutes to play in the first half. 1:52 to go. In the first half, 16-13, 3-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Knights with the ball, it's Lainey Fromm. She lobs it in, the ball gets inside to Smith. Her shot is up and off, no good. Harmony Frank took the ball away from her. Frank blocked the shot of the big 6'5" post inside. Frank got up and got a hand on it and then stole the basketball. Harmony Frank's in the corner, in forecourt on the right side. A cross-court pass to Olivia Swanson. Swanson comes back to Frank, open look, 3. Off the back iron, doggone it, just won't drop for them. They've had some good looks here and can't get the ball to fall. Rebound comes down to Brenna Smith. Smith passes to the right side of the elbow to Backemeyer. Backemeyer kicks it into the corner to Lainey Fromm. Fromm at the top of the key. Here's a 3 from the left wing. It's up and good by Ella Zerat. Zerat hits a 3. It's 19-13. The lead is back up to 6. Timeout taken by Auburn with 54 seconds to go here in the first half. 19-13 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after falling behind by as much as 8 points, the Lady Bulldogs had quite a rally there. They got back within one at 13-14. But since then, Elmwood Murdoch has gone on a 5-0 run to go back up by six, and that's where we stand now, 19-13, with 54 seconds to play in the first half. Full court pressure by the Knights. Billings in backcourt to Darnell, still in backcourt. Across the timeline, they get it into Binder. With the ball is Sydney Binder. Sydney on the dribble. The sophomore point guard guarded one-on-one by Bailey Fromm. She goes around Fromm to the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Comes up with a pass to Baltensberger. Baseline left side, Melanie Billings. She wants to drive to the baseline, to the basket. Can't get there. Lob pass into Darnell. Pass stolen away. With the steal is Lexi Bacon. 18 seconds to go in the first half. On the dribble is Lainey Fromm. Lainey Fromm to the near side. Comes up to the pass to Bailey Fromm now. Bailey. Right wing in the corner, baseline Lainey Fromm. She dribbles to the baseline. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Lady Bulldogs. I think it's probably going to go on Billings. And it is on Melody. That's her second personal. Team foul number 8. Checking into the lineup now comes Tatum Backemeyer for the Knights. At the free throw line is going to be Lainey Fromm, and she's going to be shooting 1-1 in the bonus. Free throw is up and good. Lainey Fromm will have a second free throw coming here for the end one. 20-13. The lead is back to 7 with 3 seconds to play in the first half. Lainey Fromm free throw is up and good. She got them both. 21-13. 8-point lead. They inbound the pass. 3 seconds to go. Binder won't get a chance to get a shot off. At the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights lead the Auburn Bulldogs. Our halftime score, Elmwood Murdoch 21 and Auburn 13. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. Randy Gatula is my name. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. At the half, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Our halftime score, 21-13. Individual scoring for Elmwood Murdoch, Brenna Smith, the 6'5 post girl, has 7 points on 3 deuces and 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Ella Zarat. Tatum Backemeyer has 3. And then 2 points each for Selah Rickley, Bailey Fromm, Lainey Fromm, and Lexi Bacon for their total of 21. From the free throw line, Elmwood Murdoch made 5 out of 8 attempts at the charity stripe. For the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, just 13 points in that first half. Harmony Frank came off the bench to lead the scoring. She has 5 points. Jaylee Darnell with 4. Olivia Swanson has 3 on a tray from down in the corner. And Addie Maddox hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her single point for Auburn's total of 13 points. From the free throw line, Auburn shot just 3 free throws. They made 2 out of 3. Auburn got down by as much as 8, pulled back to within 1 at 13-14, but then a 7-0 run to finish that first half by Elmwood Murdoch has put the Lady Knights back up now by 8, 21-13. That's where we stand at halftime. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, then update you on the latest local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up live from Elmwood Murdoch. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 10 above tonight under clear skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 45. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night, lows level off around 22. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Elmwood Murdoch High School. It's halftime. The Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn 21-13, our halftime score. This game in the semifinals of the ECNC Conference Tournament. In the game played earlier this evening here at Murdoch, it was the Malcolm Clippers and the Falls City Tigers. Malcolm got away with the win, 47-41. Malcolm with the win by six. That means the Lady Tigers will be playing in the third-place consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Weeping Water. We'll have that game for you live here on Sunny 101.3. We'll also have live coverage of the boys' consolation game, Johnson County Central and Malcolm. That's at 2 o'clock. And we'll have the boys' championship game, Auburn taking on Freeman, an 8 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. Those games all live from Weeping Water. Meanwhile, over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon will be on the air from Humboldt. His first game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be the Johnson Brock boys taking on Nebraska City Lords in the third-place consolation game. Then he'll have the girls' championship in the Pioneer Conference, Sacred Heart facing Lords, followed by the boys' championship, Sacred Heart versus Tri-County. So that's the broadcast schedule as we know it right now for tomorrow, both here on Sunny and on KTNC. We're ready to move to second half action. Elmwood Murdoch will have the basketball to begin the third period of play. Inbounding the pass is Selah Rickley. Rickley tosses into Bailey Fromm. She's picked up by Sydney Binder defensively. Pass comes to the right side to Lexi Bacon. Bacon with a driving layup that's up and off, no good, but she got her own rebound. They flip it back to the top of the circle to Bailey Fromm. Sydney Binder chases after her. Into the corner, left wing, Lexi Bacon, top of the key, into the big girl in the base. Shot is up and got it. Brenna Smith has 9 points now. You've been hearing me talk about her. She is every bit of the 6'5" that she's listed at. 6'5" and a senior. Big girl that works well to the basket underneath. Hard to stop when you're giving away a foot or so of height. Billings with the basketball now for the Bulldogs, trying to get something going here for the offense. Auburn down by 10 right now. There they tried to go into Darnell with it. She gets tied up, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Elmwood Murdoch. Foul is on Ella Zarat. Zarat picks up her first personal, team foul number one. Only the third personal foul of the game that's been called on Elmwood Murdoch. Inbound the pass to Darnell. Jaylee Darnell, she's a 5'8 senior. She flips the ball out to Sydney Binder. Binder being harassed here and chased by Ella Zarat. Binder tries to dribble away from her. In for a floating lay-in. Underhanded, doesn't go. Zarat got a block on it. Rebound down to Smith. Fast break the other direction. It comes to Lexi Bacon. Around the horn, left elbow, Bailey Fromm. Ball is tipped and stolen. Melanie Billings with the steal. Billings wants to bring it down court. Can't get to the hoop as she's cut off on the left side baseline. Picks up her dribble. The pass comes back up top with it now to Baltonsberger. Here's a shot from the right side. Up and off. No good, Baltonsberger. Rebound brought down by Bailey Fromm. Fromm with the basketball. Holds up the attack to the basket. And brings it to the top of the key to Bailey Fromm. Bailey to the left elbow. Open look for Selah Rickley. Rickley didn't want to take it. Now into the big girl underneath. Her shot is up. Can't get it. Billings comes up with a rebound. Brenna Smith trying to get the shot. That brings Coach Paul Dwyer up off the bench. He's working on the official here, thinking that Brenna Smith maybe was fouled when she put that shot up. 10-point ball game, 23-13 with 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a pass underneath, knocked away by Smith. grabbed up loose by Cela Rickley. Now stolen back the other direction. Nice defensive move by Jaylee Darnell. Came up with the steal and gives it up to Sydney Binder. Let's see what Binder can get going here. Her pass comes from the top of the key to the left wing to Darnell. Jaylee Darnell holds it up on the left elbow. Has an open look for three. Doesn't want to take it. Her pass comes to the left side now. Down to Olivia Swanson. Swanson hit a three from that corner a while ago in the first half. Doesn't take it this time. Darnell gives it to Binder. Binder picked up her dribble. She's in the paint, needs help. Okay, got it to Billings. Billings with a floater that's blocked away. Billings in traffic, gets knocked to the floor, and she's called for traveling. Back in now comes Harmony Frank for the Bulldogs. Frank will replace Olivia Swanson. Swanson takes a break. Inbounding the pass is Lainey Fromm, who just came in off the bench, to Bailey Fromm. Back to Lainey Fromm, and now to Bailey Fromm. To the near side, Lexi Bacon gets the pass. Fromm across the timeline to Schmidt at the free throw line. Left side driving baseline, no place to go for Bailey Fromm. Bailey and Lainey both in the ballgame right now. Right side, Lexi Bacon. This is Tatum Backemeyer with the ball. Up top it goes to Bacon. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Brenna Schmidt is there. She's got 11. Just hard to defend a girl that much bigger than everybody else on the floor. 6'5". 25-13. The lead is 12. Schmidt has 11 of the 12 points by which they lead. Sydney Binder gives it to Darnell for a long three. Her shot is off the rim and the rebound to Brenna Schmidt. Outlet pass to Bacon into forecourt right side. Now Bacon gets the ball back. She puts up a shot that won't go. Blocked by Harmony Frank. Players fall into the floor. Down on the floor was Zoe Baltensberger. Tripping over Baltensberger was Brenna Schmidt, and Brenna got called for the personal, so she'll pick up her first personal foul. You know, all this going on, it's still only a 12-point ball game here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. If Auburn could get a few shots to fall, they could get back in this one just like they did in the second quarter when they closed up to within one there. They have not scored since that run. They've been stuck on 13 since way back midway through the second quarter. We're at 3:44 mark here now of the third period. They have not scored in this stanza. With the ball is Sydney Binder in the corner on the left side of her basket. She got a pick, dribbles around the pick to the free throw line. They switched off and picked her up. Binder has the ball tipped away. She got it back. Coach Grant Cole wanting a whistle. Here's a driving layup going toward the basket with the ball is Zoe Baltensberger. Zoe gets fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. And the foul is going to be called on Jordan Vogler. On Vogler, her second personal. Baltensberger at the line. She's a 5'8 sophomore. And she's shooting two shots. Auburn has not scored this period. Now they have. Baltensberger hits the first of two free throws. She'll have a second shot. Back into the game comes Ella Zarat. Zarat in for the Knights. Baltensberger ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. Got them both. She hit them both. Baltensberger with 2 points now. That's the first 2 points in more than 8 minutes for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. They were stuck on 13 all that time. 25-15. It's a 10-point ball game. Into forecourt, dribbling the ball. Comes Vogler. Vogler goes to the corner, right side. Clears the pass back up top with it. Comes up to Lainey Fromm. Lainey Fromm off to the left wing. Gives it to Backemeyer. Backemeyer, top of the circle. Vogler. Fromm. Inside they go with it. Shot Bacon off the glass, up and good. Lexi Bacon has 4 points. Her first basket, she had two free throws earlier. 27-15. The lead is 12 now for Elmwood Murdoch. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. 2:47, clock running, third period. On the left side, a cross-court pass comes to Melanie Billings. Billings, she's guarded closely by Ella Zarat. Billings gets a pick set there, goes into traffic, gets knocked to the floor. She'll be called for the turnover. And they'll give the ball back over to Elmwood Murdoch. Back into the game for Auburn now comes Olivia Swanson. Swanson, a 5'7 junior. She will replace Jaylee Darnell. Swanson back into the ballgame. Also in comes Addie Maddox. Addie is back into the lineup for Auburn. 27-15. The lead is 12 for Elmwood Murdoch. With the basketball, Ella Zerat. Zerat hands the ball to her teammate, Bailey Fromm. Fromm flips it to the left wing to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer tosses to Rickley. Goes right back to Backemeyer with it. Auburn coaches right in front of our broadcast table, shouting encouragement to the defense in there. Out on the right wing, they bring it to the near side to Jordan Vogler. Vogler can't get in inside, so she hands the ball to Bailey Fromm. Outside perimeter, Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer works down there against Swanson. Olivia will have none of that. She stops them from going to the baseline. They have to back the ball back to the top of the key. Again, it's Tatum Backemeyer. Swanson has her covered in the corner. Backemeyer can't go anywhere with Olivia Swanson over there covering her up defensively. Top of the circle. Backemeyer. Here's a three from the corner right side that hits the front of the rim and doesn't go. Harmony Frank is there for the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Outlet pass comes to Sydney Binder. Sydney Binder. Left wing. Her pass to the near side. Kirkpatrick is in the lineup now. Jameson Kirkpatrick. Here's a three by Binder from the right side. Off the rim. Won't go. That's one of the few looks that Sydney Binder's had at the basket all night. She managed to get one off there, but it came up wide of the mark. Down to a minute 7 to go in the third quarter. 27-15. The lead is 12. There's a three from the top of the key that's off of the back of the rim for Elmwood Murdoch. That shot put up by Sheila Rickley. Now whistling a foul on the fight for the rebound. The foul is going to be called on Harmony Frank. On Harmony, her second personal. Team foul number 1 of the half on the Lady Bulldogs. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter, 59.6 seconds, 27-15, the lead is 12. Lob pass comes into Smith. She doesn't shoot the ball in the paint. Instead, flips it to the corner. Comes back to Smith. Her shot is up and off. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Brenda Smith, when they can get the ball into her, obviously she owns the inside paint there with that 6'5" height and then the long reach on top of it. Big long arms on the girl on top of that, so she blocks a lot of shots and really hard to defend. Here's a three from the top of the key by Harmony Frank that doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Tatum Backemeyer underneath the Smith. Smith got her shot blocked. Getting up there to block the shot was Harmony Frank. Smith wasn't expecting that. Harmony Frank giving up about a foot of height there. Well, maybe not quite that bad, but she got her hand up and swatted the ball away. Inbound pass. Left side. Shot is up and good. Getting the bucket is Bailey Fromm. Fromm's second basket. She's got 4 points, and now it's 31-15. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sydney Binder with the dribble. Binder gives it up top for a three. Bank shot off the glass doesn't go. That shot put up by Addie Maddox. 31-15 after three quarters. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the third quarter has not been kind to the teams from our coverage area tonight. In the earlier game, Fall City got outscored 13-1 by Malcolm in the third quarter. In this game, it's a 10-2 advantage. Elmwood Murdoch in the third period over the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn did not score a field goal in that entire stanza. Their only 2 points came on a pair of free throws by Zoe Baldensberger. 31-15, Auburn down by 16 points. Lady Bulldogs have the basketball. on the left side with it stands Darnell. Holds the ball for a minute. Now comes to Sidney Binder. Binder has to shove off a little bit there, being covered by Backemeyer. Backemeyer right in Binder's back pocket. She has to clear the ball out to Jamison Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick finds Darnell with it at the free throw line. Darnell tries to take it right at the big girl, goes in, flips it to the corner, open look right side, no shot there. Here's a shot into the basket, up and good by Bailey Darnell, or Jaylee Darnell. Jaylee Darnell has 6 points now. Got the shot on the baseline. Bailey Fromm with the basketball to the right wing. Tatum Backemeyer, they put it into the big girl. Shot is up and good. Brenna Smith got the basket and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Zoe Baltensperger, her third personal. At the line for the and one is Brenna Smith. Smith with 15 points. She's one out of two from the line tonight. This one is up and good. She makes the and one, and she's got 16 points in the ballgame. It's 34-17, the score. 7:08 to go. They've doubled up the score now on the Lady Bulldogs. Up off the bench is Olivia Swanson getting ready to check in for Coach Grant Cole. Binder flips the ball into the corner. Harmony Frank, open look three from the right side. It won't go. Rims out of there. Rebound to the Knights. They push it down the left side. Bailey Fromm holds it up. Left elbow up to Lexi Bacon. Back to Bailey Fromm with the ball. Fromm. Lob pass inside looking for the cutter. Harmony Frank makes a steal. Good defense there by Frank to step in front of that, grab the basketball. Her outlet pass comes to Sydney Binder. Binder will come down and try and set the offense to the left side. Binder, pass goes into Kirkpatrick. Jump shot up off, no good. Darnell rebound. Flips it into the corner, back to Binder once again. Binder just can't get three for even a little bit of a look at the basket. They have scouted the Bulldogs. They're not going to let Binder make that shot. Here's a steal, breakaway layup, up and good by Lexi Bacon. Bacon's got 6 points. And she gets that one to fall. Lexi Bacon got it to drop. Makes it 36-17 now. Bulldogs with the basketball. Down court, left side, Harmony Frank has it. Ball is tipped away and goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Bulldogs. Now into the game comes Lainey Fromm. Lainey Fromm checks in for the Knights. 5:47 to go. 36-17. Knights starting to blow this thing open now. They came in here 16-2 on the season. They've had a good year. Oh, there's another pass into the big girl all alone. Brenna Smith, they make that look so easy. She's got 18 points. Timeout taken, Auburn, 5:34 to go in the ballgame. It's 38-17. Elmwood Murdoch on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. Randy Gatula with you here tonight on the play-by-play. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, doing a fine job, Colin. Appreciate your efforts back there. I'm out here with all the friends and all the family and all the ballplayers and all the excitement. Colin is stuck back at the control panel at the Sunny 101.3 studios. That can be a lonely job back there, Colin, and we appreciate what you do for us this evening. It's 38-17. Auburn is down now by 21 points. 5:34 left to play in this one. If it plays out as it appears, Auburn would be facing the Fall City girls in the third-place consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll see how this last 5.5 minutes goes here. Down by 21. Auburn's basketball, Kirkpatrick across court to Binder. Binder in the paint. Binder had a little bit of an opening, couldn't get the shot off. Now Olivia Swanson tries to drive the baseline left side. Big Brenna Smith is there to stop that. Swanson, free from the corner, got it. Olivia Swanson with her second three-point basket of the night. Got that one to go. Swanson hits the three. It's 38-20, an 18-point ball game with 5 minutes to play. But here comes Elmwood Murdoch's Bailey Fromm on the dribble. Bailey takes the ball all the way into the corner on the left side of the basket. Now clears it back up to Bacon, top of the circle. Bailey Fromm for three. Nope. Rebound, Olivia Swanson. Swanson hit the three just a moment ago, and now she goes in and does a good job getting the defensive rebound. Into forecourt, Darnell looks to Binder. They chase after Binder. Free throw line jump shot. Binder got it. Finally got an open look. That's Sydney Binder's first basket of the evening. Finally got a chance to put the shot up in the paint. Lainey Fromm across the timeline. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to play. 38-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes and 15 seconds showing on the score clock on the wall here at Elmwood Murdoch, the homestanding Lady Knights with a 38-22 lead, up by 16. Auburn was down by as much as 21. They're back within 16 now. And it'll be the Knights basketball when play is resumed. Bailey Fromm to inbound it near midcourt. Fromm lobs it across. Oh, she went for it all the way into the basket. Tried to lob it the full distance to get it underneath of Brenna Smith, and the ball was too tall. Boy, to throw a pass too tall for Brenna Smith to get to it, that's got to be up there. It goes out of bounds. The turnover goes to Auburn. Bulldogs basketball. Kirkpatrick in the paint. Shot is up. She will be fouled. Jamison Kirkpatrick, she's a 5'7 sophomore, and she's going to be at the free throw line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be on Brenna Smith, her second personal. At the line, Kirkpatrick's first free throw is up and good. Jamison Kirkpatrick, a sophomore, hits that one. Now she's got the second shot coming. Kirkpatrick's second free throw is up, and it's good also. Got them both. Good job there by Kirkpatrick to get a pair of free throws. It's a 14-point ball game. All of a sudden, with 4 minutes to go, it starts to get a little interesting. A little run here again by the Lady Bulldogs. Bailey Fromm passes down into the corner on the left side. Fromm back up to Lainey Fromm. To Bailey Fromm, back to Lainey Fromm. Bailey to the right elbow. Comes over to Lexi Bacon with the pass. Bacon in the paint to Fromm. Fromm, jump shot 8 feet away, up and good. That was Lainey Fromm who got that one. 3.5 minutes to play. Back to a 16-point lead. Olivia Swanson dribbles to the corner, gives up to Darnell. Darnell finds Fitzpatrick. Again, Darnell's got an open look, free throw line, doesn't want to take the shot. Darnell is trapped there, got a foot in the lane. Now Binder comes to help her out and pick up the basketball. Binder, oh, the pass, she was looking for Olivia Swanson. Swanson broke for the basket just as Binder let go of the pass, and it goes out of bounds for the turnover. 3:09 to go in the game, 40-24, 16-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Knights with the basketball. Bailey Fromm, down court pass. She threw it away. Went out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. She was trying to get it down court, looking for Tatum Backemeyer. Harmony Frank was back there with Backemeyer. The two girls got tangled up and fell to the floor, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Sydney Binder with the ball. Sydney Binder to the left side. Gives it to Olivia Swanson. Binder. Now the ball is tipped away and stolen by Lexi Bacon. Bacon goes up with a shot that's blocked by Harmony Frank. Bacon goes down hard. Frank wasn't going to let her have the easy two, so Harmony Frank is going to be called for the personal. Her third personal foul. At the free throw line will be Lexi Bacon. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight so far. She has 6 points in the basketball game. Lexi Bacon shooting 2 for the Lady Knights. She's a 5'9 senior. First one is up and good. So now she's hit 3 out of 3 from the line. Into the game for Auburn, Zoe Valkensberger checks in. Harmony Frank will come out of the ball game. Ready for her second attempt here now is Lexi Bacon. Bacon's second free throw is up, and it's good also. Got them both. She's 4 for 4 from the line tonight. She has 8 points in the game. 2:43 to go in the contest. 42-24, your score. Auburn needs to score and score quickly. Sydney Binder in the paint. Binder into the corner right side. Pass stolen away by Bailey Fromm. Fromm for the breakaway lay-in. Shot is blocked away nicely. Nice defense down there for Auburn by Jamison Kirkpatrick. She blocked the shot off of the shooter, and it went out of bounds. Auburn's going to get the basketball. 2:26 is all that's left to play here. Be sure and stay with us at the conclusion of the game for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll give you a rundown of individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player performed tonight on both teams. 2:12 to go in the paint. Driving layup. Won't go. Whistle and a foul. We're going to send Sydney Binder to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Tatum Backemeyer. Welcome to our friends here in the Elwood Murdoch area listening tonight on MSCSports.net online. Glad to have you tuned in. First free throw is up and off. Won't go for Sydney Binder. We always like to share that website, MSCSports.net, with our folks outside the normal Sunny 101.3 listening area. They can listen free online anywhere in the world. It's always fun when we hear from aunts, uncles, sometimes grandparents that live outside the area, sometimes outside the state, and they're able to tune in. So if you're doing that tonight, we're glad to have you with us. Sydney Binder at the line, waiting for her second free throw attempt here. Shot is up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Olivia Swanson. Swanson had the ball dribbled away, now tied up. Jump ball is called. The possession arrow points toward Elmwood Murdoch. 2:04 left to go in the ballgame. 42-24. It appears the Lady Knights will advance to the championship where they will face the Malcolm Clippers. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in Weeping Water. Knights with the basketball. Laney Fromm, a cross-court pass to Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer puts it up top to Bailey Fromm. Bailey Fromm again goes to Laney Fromm. Sisters out here. Laney hands off to Ella Zerot. Zerot flips it to Bailey Fromm. They're just running clock now out here at the top of the key with a little weave. Now it goes into Tatum Backemeyer. She goes around Binder for a driving lay-in up and good. Tatum Backemeyer got free. Got around Sydney Binder for the lay-in off the right wing. It's 44-24, a 20-point ball game with a minute 12 to go in the game here in Murdoch. Binder, top of the circle, passes the ball up to Zoe Valkensberger. Here's Darnell with a long two that's off the back of the iron, and the rebound down to the Knights with under a minute to play, 56 seconds to go. On the dribble is Bailey Fromm. Bailey guarded out here by Swanson. Timeout's going to be taken home with Murdoch just to get some substitutes in the ballgame. We're going to keep it here live. Into the game now comes Jordan Vogler. Looks like J.C. Fleshman into the lineup. Maddie Justison checking in. Try and pick up some of the players getting in for Auburn now. Mackenzie Stanley is on the floor. Stanley checks in. Ella Mateen is out there. Mateen on the floor for Auburn. 43 seconds to go in the ball game. Top of the key, handling it is Rickley. Right wing to Laney Fromm. Laney Fromm, cross court pass. J.C. Fleshman down to 30 seconds. They're just running clock. It looks like Auburn's going to let them. Up 44-24, unless something strange happens. That will, in all probability, be our final score here. Ball gets tipped away, knocked out of bounds. by Auburn. It'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. Another sub in here now, checking in for the Knights. We'll pick her up. Jordan Vogler, I think we mentioned. Got a couple of numbers getting in here in the last 21 seconds that aren't listed on the varsity roster. So I'm sorry we can't pick them up for you. 21 seconds to go. An inbound pass to the right side to Vogler. Top of the key, chasing after the ball is Addie Maddox. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Addie Maddox. On Addie, her second personal. Not into the 1-1, so we're down to 14 seconds to go here. They'll inbound the ball. They can just dribble it out. Auburn's not going to chase after them. J.C. Fleshman on the dribble. Throws the ball away. She was looking to the right side. Fleshman's pass wide of the mark. Auburn gets it back with 8 seconds to play. Inbounding is Ella Mateen. Mateen inbounds the pass. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Auburn to the left side with it. Addie Maddox. Maddox launches a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And there's the ball game. Your final score, Elmwood Murdoch 44, Auburn 24. 44-24 will be your final. Stay with us. We're back in 2 minutes with the post-game show and a wrap-up of the scoring for you after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School, where your final score tonight in our nightcap sees the Elmwood Murdoch Knights taking the win over the Auburn Lady Bulldogs by a score of 44-24. Let's look at the individual numbers. First for Elmwood Murdoch. Leading them in scoring tonight was Brenna Smith, the 6'5 senior. She finished with 18 points in the ballgame. Most of those right under the basket where she just towered over the defenders and put them in there. The rest of the scoring, Lexi Bacon finished with 8 for the Knights. 5 points tonight for Tatum Backemeyer. Adding 4 points each were Bailey Fromm and Lainey Fromm. 3 points by Ella Zarat. And with 2 points tonight was Sela Rickley. That adds up to 44 for the Knights. From the free throw line, the Lady Knights went 8 out of 11 on the evening. For the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, 24 points total. No players reached double figures. Leading the scoring, Jaylee Darnell had 6, as did Olivia Swanson. They led the way with 6 each. Harmony Frank finished with 5 points. 2 points tonight for Jasmine Kirkpatrick. Also with 2 points was Sydney Binder. Zoe Baltensberger added 2, and Addie Maddox had 1 for their total of 24. From the free throw line, Auburn hit 4 out of 9. 44-24, your final, Elmwood Murdoch with the win, and that means that the Auburn Lady Bulldogs will face the Fall City Tigers in the girls' third-place consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock from Weeping Water. We'll have that for you live here on Sunny 101.3. So, the broadcast schedule for tomorrow, boys' third-place game, Johnson County Central and Malcolm at 2 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Auburn and Fall City, girls' third-place consolation. And at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it'll be Auburn and Freeman, boys' championship in the ECNC tournament. Those are the three games you'll hear live here on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, tomorrow on our sister station KTNC, John Nixon will have coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. His coverage begins at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon with the boys' third-place consolation game, Johnson Brock taking on Lourdes. He'll then have the girls' championship, Sacred Heart and Lourdes, followed by the Sacred Heart boys and Tri-County in the boys' championship. We'll have three games from Humboldt. That'll be on KTNC. So, that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For our producer-engineer, Colin Feldkamp, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights 44 and the Auburn Bulldogs 24. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.